Now, another reason why is, second, the internet is a wonderful thing, but it's also full of half-truths and a lot of misinformation. And anybody really can set themselves up on a pedestal and start to share essential oil knowledge. And a number of people write blogs or share information on social media that has not been properly vetted by scientific research. They hear something, or they read something, or they're told something, and then they just go out and quote it as the gospel without first investigating whether it's true and maybe the genesis of that story. How did that aspect of aromatherapy get started or shared? So that's led to a number of myths being perpetuated and a lot of bad information being shared about the aromatherapy industry. Lastly is really the relative comfort level of users. No one wants to be the cause of an unintended consequence or reaction with a child. And so they need to use essential oils within their knowledge and within their comfort level and based on their experience. And so a person with 10 years of essential oil experience and a certification in all aspects of essential oil use will be far more comfortable and qualified to use essential oils on their children than a person maybe who's only had a couple of months experience and has not had any formal training yet. So it's important that parents always use essential oils within their scope of knowledge and their comfort level. So this is again why that education is so important. That's why an evidence-based essential oil therapy program is so important. This standard for aromatherapy really merges that art of ancient healing with the advances contributed to those arts by modern science. And it is a balanced approach to the therapeutic use of essential oils that harmonizes science and nature to make the use of essential oils more effective and safe. It allows individuals to work within their comfort level and expertise and provides reasonable cautions and contraindications. This evidence-based standard really fits perfectly when you're talking about essential oils and children, because it allows parents to work within a safe space to effectively support their children's well-being.
Perfect. And I love that visual of a safe space where the knowledge really does give us that opportunity to have that flexibility and that freedom with doing that. I think that's great. So if I could continue to get you to give us a little bit more information to help parents understand that safe space and how exactly that would look in the home as they're pursuing some good evidence-based information. So let's start with where they would apply essential oils on children. Where are some good places within that safe space where they could apply oils?
Yeah, and that kind of depends, or really does depend, on what the problem is. What are we dealing with? But generally speaking, you want to apply an essential oil to the place that is affected or where it is needed. A common place to apply essential oils also on children is the bottoms of the feet. Now, why do we do that? Because this area is less prone to irritation, and you can get the added benefits of stimulating reflex points that are on the feet that correspond with organs and parts of the body distant from the feet. And so that gives you kind of that whole body experience. Even though you're just targeting the feet, you're still targeting other areas of the body and affecting other areas of the body with the application. One thing to do, you have to be aware of though, is applying to the feet may reduce the absorption of the essential oils just because of the nature of the skin and the pores on the bottoms of the feet. In addition, infants will put their feet in their mouths. That's just going to happen. And so keep that in mind as you do that. Maybe plan on covering it with a sock or something like that. Another preferred location is to the back, along the spine. The reason for that is because we are influencing the nervous system by applying there that runs along the spine and branches out with all the peripheral nerves to other areas of the body from there. Parents can also, another common place is to apply to the stomach. Some areas that you would want to avoid though definitely are the face, and especially around the eyes, and never directly in the ears.